Thank you, she whispered. Will you please all leave the room? Howard's voice was high and stressed. I need to have a very serious disciplinary conversation with this housemaid, alone. No! Angrily, Barry faced him down. I need to have that conversation more urgently than you do. Will you please all leave the room so that I can speak to Mary? I'm not leaving, both Hannah and Howard said at exactly the same time. And then, to Mary's astonishment, there was yet another sound of running footsteps from outside. They all swung around once more as Gilbert, wearing hiking boots and a waxed jacket, came charging into the room. What's happening here? He asked. I was out on a walk when I saw you running past the window, Mary. Is everything all right? Are you in any danger? What on earth's going on? He asked in surprise, taking in the numbers that were present. The small drawing room was fuller of people than Mary guessed it had been for years, and at last she had what she needed, a team of people who could back her up, none of whom was Colin. It was time to turn the tables. She took a deep breath. Then she pointed at Howard. This man murdered Sarah Jane, she announced in a loud voice, with as much conviction behind the words as she could summon. And he was chasing me, ready to do the same. Everyone swung around and stared at Howard, who was now shifting uneasily from foot to foot. I did no such thing. What a ridiculous assumption. You're away with the fairies, that's for sure. Not focusing on your job, like you should be doing. You're still holding the mallet. It's hidden under your jacket, Mary insisted. Now was the time when she needed, really needed, to sway this her way. Under my... good heavens! So it is! There was a thud as the mallet dropped to the floor. You're a murderer, Barry shouted, an excited gleam in his eye, which Mary attributed partly to the fact that he'd finally found somebody at Middlefield Manor who'd committed a more serious crime than he'd done himself. Given that, Barry wasn't going to let Howard get away. He lunged toward the assistant and after a fractional pause, horror written all over his face, Howard turned and darted out of the open door. Get him, he's been caught red-handed, Gilbert shouted.